Welcome. Warmest greetings and truest wishes to all my Wonder Women. Thank you for taking time for some self-care and joining me in another episode of the Mature Boho Christian. I am your life coach, Char, and I'm so glad you found me. The sole purpose of this podcast is to help you think outside of the box and become curious about your options and possibilities and different paths that you may not have yet considered. As a trained Christian life coach, RN, yogi, and my training in body, mind, and spirit coaching, I will walk with you through life's challenges and struggles in the different seasons of your life. I am passionate to help you explore strategies and set goals that will help you reach your true potential. Please check out my website at lifecoachchar121.com to learn more about my services. Now let's get started. There are a few myths about aging in our culture, and here's one of them. Aging makes us less adventurous and less creative. Many adults feel left behind or out of control in their latter years, exhausted from years of self-sacrifice and fast-paced living. And as we enter into this season of our lives, we face new challenges with health problems, changes in family situations, or death of peers and loved ones. But is aging just a bunch of bad news? Absolutely not. In this episode of the Mature Boho Christian, we will find out why adventure is the A in grace. Let's dive in. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, announces the Lord. I want you to enjoy success. I don't plan to harm you. I will give you hope for the years to come. Hi there. The way society perceives older women in particular can be quite negative. There are expectations of how we should dress, how we should look, and above all, our perceived age-related behavior. As maturing women, it's necessary for us to be aware of the anti-aging messages and avoid buying into the rhetoric. Our culture has made two choices for those of us who are looking towards retirement. Choice number one, spend our time in pursuit of everything leisurely. We are told we should be on the golf course or tennis court or spending our children's inheritance. Our second choice, not so great. The potential patient. Whatever physical complaints we may experience can and should be prevented or cured with the care of our bodies, which can be obtained with visits to the doctor and taking prescribed medication. And when we still feel the symptoms and see the signs of aging, we feel cheated and defeated. Sis, Scripture tells us that God knows the length of our days. When we will die is not a matter of accident or chance. The Bible makes it clear that our lives are in God's hands. Now, I'm definitely not saying the last third of our life should be spent making foolish choices on the foods we eat or how we take care of God's temple, which is our body. Preventative care will impact the quality of your life. When our enemies become loss, grief, diminishment, vulnerability, and disease as we age, Psalm 71 reasserts the psalmist's hope is in God, and he continues to claim his promises. So instead of focusing on what our bodies and looks used to be, embrace the future. Our God says he has a plan for us every day, not just birth to 60. Aging brings with it many changes that require emotional and mental adaptation, but our loving God is in control. Psalms 139:15-16. None of my bones was hidden from you when you made me inside my mother's body. That place was as dark as the deepest parts of the earth when you were putting me together there. Your eyes saw my body even before it was formed. You planned how many days I would live. You wrote down the number of them in your book before I had lived even one of them. We are in the potter's hands. God uses people and experiences to shape us. For each of us, it begins to happen in different ways and at different times of our lives. God uses circumstances, people, and difficulties to prepare us to be ready to yield to His loving hands. And one of the major centering points of our lives is when we made the conscious choice to follow Christ. Once we did this, He began to form us into a beautiful vessel that can be used for His purposes. While the pressure may be significant and uncomfortable at times, we the clay can trust the master's potter's hands. His loving and strong hands are carefully applying pressure in just the right place and at just the right time to mold and shape us into something beautiful. Aging requires that we look back and see what God has already done in shaping our lives. God is at work in each and every one of us, each and every day. And as our outward body begins to fade, our inward beauty shines through. God continues to love, teach, and fill us, and create beauty in us still. The adventure is in participating in the creation of His masterpiece. So sis, it's time to get excited. This is the beginning of a new adventure. You are ready to see what's out there. Researching your options is so much simpler once you know exactly what you're looking for. So how is it done? By acknowledging your work is not done. Go get pen and paper. I'll be here when you get back. So it begins here. Sweet soul, you have to have a willingness to set aside time to process your past and under His care, consider the future. First, finding clarity is your first step. Being crystal clear on what matters to you can help you realize your sense of adventure and creativity. While we think we know what we want, the reality is that it takes a lot of work to simply define our truly authentic goals. Step number two is self-reflection. And self-reflection is a foundational step that most people miss when figuring out what new activities they want to try. And while people search far and wide, authentic clarity comes from within. So before you set off to try a wide variety of hobbies and activities and new experiences, do some deep digging to uncover your authentic core values and desires. So let's create a brainstorming list. Here's a question. What's one thing you want to experience, accomplish, or do in life so that you have no regrets? Again, put me on pause. I'll be back. So here's the ouch in self-reflection. Here's the tough reality. If you ended that sentence with, I would if only he would, dot, 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 or if I didn't have that responsibility, dot, 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 you aren't being authentic with yourself, sis. Only you can stop you. It's time to look in the mirror and tell yourself this is your life, and only you are stopping you from what you want to do with the rest of it. The key to finding success in this step is to be diligent and patient with your self-reflection and brainstorming process. It's a critical and foundational step. So this is the exciting part. From your list of brainstormed ideas, you're now able to search with intent for opportunities that you want to explore. You can start your search online for starts, then as you explore offline options, brainstorm with like-minded people about where and how to engage in your new venture. So check out what's going on in your local community, church, coffee spot, dog park. The possibilities are endless. The key is in creating new experiences for yourself, which starts with engaging with new people who share your same core values and a sense of adventure and creativity. So before you set off on your new venture, another important step is to adopt a growth mindset. When you create any new experience for yourself, it can not only feel awkward and strange, but it can come with its set of challenges. Of course, most of us are not used to doing things that put us out of our comfort zone, and we may have the desire to stop or second guess ourselves, and that's okay. But trust this girl, that's all about living outside of my comfort zone. It's where all the good stuff happens. The secret of having a positive growth mindset is to embrace the challenge. Embrace your failures, setbacks, and pain points, and learn the skill of learning. And sis, stop seeking approval. By understanding this is all part of the process, striving for progress and not perfection, you're more likely to grow as an adventurous and creative person. Psalm 71, 5 through 8 and 18. For you are my hope, O Lord God, my confidence from my youth. I have leaned on you since birth. You pulled me from my mother's womb. My praise is always for you. I have become a burden to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your splendor all day long. Let me tell them all about your mighty acts. 18. God, don't leave me even when I'm old and have gray hair. Let me live to tell my children about your power. No matter if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, or beyond, only God knows the days of our lives. We still have a job. We still have value. To declare the goodness of our God to the next generation by displaying our faith in our words and actions. Tell your stories, girls. It's still our time. Make this your best decade ever. Thank you for sharing your precious time and joining me on another episode of the Mature Boho Christian. Tune in next time as we get Zen and explore the sea in grace. You still have time to sign up for my free coaching session, Spring Into a Healthier You, on my website, lifecoachshar121.com. Until next time, peace.